You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Become an authority and thought leader in your niche. Join a free private community of entrepreneurs and professionals looking to grow their business and optimize their performance. Get easy to learn resources and materials that empower your personal and financial success. Easily accessible for free on desktop and mobile app. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to access now. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
What's going on, everyone? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. On this week's episode, we have Eddie Schlaner, founder of Very Good Copy. What's up, Eddie?
What's up? How are you?
Eddie, bro, you are killing it on LinkedIn, man. This is how I found you. This is how my team came across you. We're extremely impressed with your work, man. We're very happy to have you here today. Thanks for being here. Talk to us about Very Good Copy. Talk to us about Eddie.
Oh, well, thanks, man. I appreciate you. Yeah, Very Good Copy is my website, my blog, and newsletter. I've had it for a few years now, and I release a newsletter every week. It's got a micro article and a micro interview in it. I also launched a membership community called VGC Plus. So that kind of transcends, you know, articles and interviews. I do a lot more audio, a lot more video on there. I tear down landing pages and emails and sales letters. And I'm still teaching copywriting. I just use a few more mediums to do it.
Yeah.
And I'm just excited to be on the show. I'm a big fan, so I appreciate you inviting me on.
Yeah, man. I think the respect is mutual, man. I've learned a lot from your post, and it's just honestly from just being active on LinkedIn and seeing the value that you put out, and more than the value you put out, I really like the sense of community you have with everyone. Everyone's like a really, like, you know, really an advocate for what you create. They seem to be very happy with the help that you've provided for them. And that's really what turned us on to following your content during this year. And you've had a great year in growth on LinkedIn, if I'm not mistaken, man. I mean, you're at 30,000 on LinkedIn so far. You got 13,000 subscribers already on your...
A little over 13, a little under 30, but yeah, right around where you put me. So
hey, man, that's a fantastic accomplishment, especially for copywriting, right? A few years ago, I remember I was as a marketer, how embarrassing. I wasn't even paying attention to copywriting, man. And like, you see all these marketers and people like marketing on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, on all these channels, and like, some people tend to forget about copywriting. Like my man's like, we got to study some copy if you're going to be a marketer. You're going to be a good marketer. Like, you got to be a well-rounded individual. And that's why we're here today. You know, we want to make sure that everybody that's listening today that has a business or has a product or has a service or has anything out there that they want to push, that they get the right message across, not just in the visuals, not in just having pretty videos, not in just having a pretty photo, but in everything, in your ad copy, in your caption, in your call to actions on screen, in your emails. Like, everything's extremely important, man. So, you know, one of the things that I wanted to break down with you here today is your process, Eddie. You know, how you put an article together, how you look at things before you begin. That's what I feel is the most valuable for people right now, and where you really come in and kill it. So why don't you just break it down for us?
Yeah, sure. And I think you're right. I mean, copywriting has been experiencing a bit of a renaissance, and you know, it's always been important. It's always been around in the advertising landscape, and most importantly, it's never really changed. The principles of advertising haven't really changed in hundreds of years, right? Because it's based on human psychology. It's based on what moves people. And psychology doesn't really change. It does, but very, very slowly. You know, we still have the same brains as we did, you know, 2000 years ago, and we will have basically the same brains as we do now 2000 years from now. So, psychology is really at the root of copywriting. And, you know, that's why it's stayed so constant. And, Claude Hopkins, the great copywriter, he wrote Scientific Advertising. He said, if you learn copywriting, if you learn the principles behind it, you won't really need to unlearn them. And so it's an exciting thing to get into because, once you study it, you'll have it for life. Now, like I said, the things that do change is technology, the mediums, the ways that we get information. So yeah, it's definitely been experiencing a renaissance. A lot of people have been talking about it and awareness around copywriting has gone up, I think. And, so, you know, part of my growth is really just being lucky and kind of, you know, catching that wave and just doubling down on my content in the year or two span that people have really been exploring copywriting. But as far as my process goes, you know, I've written, you know, probably hundreds of articles and the idea for each article never comes to me when I'm in front of the computer screen, right? The idea always comes from something out in the world. And that can be a personal experience. You know, it could be something I read in a book, something I saw on TV. And so when I come across something interesting, you know, my mind goes, okay, well, how can I connect this to a copywriting principle or technique? You know, what lesson can I teach people by connecting it to this random story or anecdote or experience I just had? And it's really important to connect things to stories, you know, when you're teaching people, because one, it's engaging, right? And two, it helps people remember what you're saying. Our brains are really good at remembering stories. They prefer it. And so, yeah, I think, okay, I have this anecdote, I have this lesson. Where's the overlap, right? Where can I make a connection? Where can I bridge this? And when I figure that out, I write it and I use as many words as I need to express myself. And then comes the editing process. And because I publish, you know, micro articles, you know, which are about 215 words, 220 words, it's just a matter of shaving down the first draft to 215 words without losing the meaning. And honestly, at this point, you know, I've done it so many times that I have that connection in my head before I start writing it. You know, like I said, nothing really comes to me in front of my computer. It's all kind of in my head before I even start writing. And, you know, same goes for emails. You know, I see the email before I really start writing it. And, you know, then, you know, once I get it out on paper, you know, the real work starts with the editing, you know, writing it and rewriting it, but it's all just the benefit of practice. I think, you know, anyone who finds a process for doing something creative and sticks to it will eventually get it down to a science like that, where they can kind of like see it forming in their head.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that was very, I guess, eye-opening for me when I started studying copywriting and, you know, trying to sharpen my skills, was that before I thought that the more, I guess, fancy I tried to sound and the more technical I tried to sound, that the smarter I sounded, or the easier it would be for the audience to relate to the copy. And this is something that's very important that I like to talk about, because just because you simplify doesn't mean you're not an expert writer. You, as a writer, in my experience, in mine, right, maybe everybody's, it should be for everyone reading your product or what you've brought to the table to be able to read it, easily digest it, and understand. Like, if you're able to explain it easily to a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old, then you know that you know the subject. You know how to easily get the message across. And that's something I didn't do before. And you could tell, you know, in some of my writing, I've been writing for a few years, like my first article I ever published on Forbes, I think I got a little bit crazy there. And I tried to be a little bit too technical and stuff. But, you know, as you start understanding, you know, keep short sentences, you know, stay away from super technical jargon that people are not going to understand, get straight to the point. And you were saying, you know, when you sit down and you shape down these articles, that shit's not easy, man, because that's your body of work. Once you start taking things out of it, we like to get married to certain ideas or to certain, you know, to certain things that we do, and we just don't want to take it off like an artist, right? Like an artist that created a song or a painting, you know, you're an artist in words. And when you start taking sentences off, it's a little bit painful, but ultimately it's something that we should consider when doing these things, because sometimes we're just babbling and running in circles. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to unpack there, but I think first and foremost, you know, if you look at yourself as an artist, if you're a copywriter and you say, I'm an artist, you know, then you're kind of missing the point of what you're doing. You're really a problem solver. You know, you're really trying to influence a very specific person or a very specific individual in a group of people to take a specific action. And so I understand that perspective, the whole, you know, the artistry of it, you know, and how you want to express yourself. But really, first and foremost, I think you have to look at yourself as a problem solver. And the problem you're trying to solve is how to get this this one individual to take this specific action.
Yeah, it's not about you. You know, it can't be a selfish thing. It's not about you. It's about the person and them understanding what you're trying to tell them.
And to your point about, you know, using simple words and simple sentences, short sentences, simple ideas, I mean, you're absolutely right. If you can explain something simply, that means you understand it. And why not explain it simply if more people are going to get what you're saying? You know, there's no downside to that. The other side of that coin is that, you know, if you know you're talking to a market that uses jargon, that uses acronyms, that uses big words, you know, then I think it's okay to use those words and that phraseology and that, you know, those turns of phrase, because you're appealing to those people and you're speaking their language. But, you know, for the most part, you should be speaking as simply as you can in a lay way, to people, just so that you maximize comprehension. I mean, you want to be clear and concise. And if you can accomplish those two things, then you'll be compelling, you know, by virtue of your offer, by virtue of giving people something that they find inherently valuable. So I think you're spot on.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
So, Eddie, how long has this journey been, like this copywriting journey? Did it start as copywriting? Like, tell me a little bit about that.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I went to school as an English major. I went to U of I in Champaign. And that was really baffling, I think, to my parents to become an English major. I was born in Ukraine. We were talking a little bit about it before the show. I was born in Ukraine, so I'm, you know, first generation in the States. And I think they just couldn't see a future in it. You know, it was just too abstract for them. And frankly, I didn't really see a future in it either. You know, I just knew I was decent at writing. And, you know, all through high school, I did get a lot of support from teachers, and they encouraged me to keep writing and to keep developing this kind of raw ability, I guess. But, you know, copywriting isn't English, you know, so I still had no idea what a copywriter was or did when I graduated. Honestly, I just never even really heard about the discipline. I was studying, you know, literature. But when I graduated, I needed a job. And so I got a job in inside sales. I was selling software on the phone and it was fine. I didn't really like the work too much. I think more than anything, I wanted to be a writer. I wanted to do that for work. And then my friend, Tim Vanocken, dear friend to this day, stood up at my wedding. I love that guy. He was my roommate at the time, and he told me about, you know, a writing job that opened up at Career Builder, where he worked. And Career Builder was, you know, it was a job board basically. You know, companies buy ad space on there. And I took the job on contract, making a lot less than I was at CDW. But you know, I was happy. I was writing for a living. I was writing job ads. And what's more, I was learning this new discipline called copywriting. You know, more specifically, it was direct response copywriting, and it was very exciting because, you know, suddenly I realized that, hey, you know, if you understand a market, you know, and you can write well enough, you can sell anything, you know, and you didn't have to sell it to one person at a time. You could sell it to many people at once. You know, so I became fairly obsessed with it and just totally fascinated. And I spent the next 18 months at Career Builder, you know, just, you know, gorging on direct response literature and controls. You know, I was reading a lot of Copy Blogger. It was a great blog, an amazing introduction to copywriting. I was studying a lot of classic sales letters from old masters, Gary Bensavanga, Gary Halbert, John Carlton, Joe Sugarman. I was reading Ogilvy on advertising. I was reading Hey Whipple. You know, I was reading The Copywriter's Handbook by Bob Bly. You know, so just completely upset. And you know what I'm talking about. I mean, those are staples in the space. And I was just completely obsessed with it. And more than anything, I think I was just excited because I felt like I'd finally found a way to make money as a writer. Yeah. And then, you know, I went to work at an agency that built conversion websites, you know, for all manner of businesses that were basically hand to mouth with their leads. So we worked with, you know, construction companies and moving companies, you know, dentists, you know, and the goal of all of these websites was to quickly and efficiently, you know, convert visitors into leads. You know, we needed people to fill out forms. And so that propelled me even further down, you know, the direct response rabbit hole. You know, because broadly speaking, there's two types of copywriting. There's direct response, so conversion copy, and then, you know, there's branding copy, or you can call it general copywriting. And I do both now, but back then I just loved the idea of direct response, and it became my craft. And that's eventually how I started Very Good Copy, which really began as a way to learn, you know, because I figured, you know, if I can write about this principle or this tactic in a clear, concise, compelling way and teach it to others, you know, then I know it well enough to use it in my own promotions. And I just stuck with that and worked at the agency for about 2.5 years. And then I eventually got an opportunity to go in-house and own copywriting at a software company. And that's when I was introduced to the world of SaaS. And I did that for about 3 years and picked up a lot of great experience. And, you know, by the end there, Very Good Copy was picking up and people were starting to notice it, and I was starting to get some exciting, you know, freelance opportunities that I couldn't really ignore, I guess, and just said, you know, fuck it, go freelance. And, you know, I honestly thought I was going to be a freelancer for moving forward, but then I got a call from G2 and got a good offer from them and went and owned copywriting over there for a couple of years and worked with some amazing people. And all the while I was doing, you know, Very Good Copy. And like I said, I launched that membership site just a few weeks ago. And so that's basically the full circle of how I got into this. And, you know, it's been probably six years since I bought the domain Very Good Copy, but it's probably been about two, maybe a little bit more than two, since I got really serious about, you know, publishing consistently and just, you know, throwing myself into it as much as I can.
I'm glad you did, man. We wouldn't be having this conversation. I would have probably never found out about it unless you had done that. I think it's great to create community. I think it's great to to document your knowledge. Like you just said it, man, you just spent years working at different places, sharpening your skills, working with great people who built on your experience. And, you know, a lot of people stay with their knowledge, which is fine, man. Not everybody has to go out there and teach and put their content out there. But, you know, for those that have the opportunity to or even want to, it's great. It's one of the reasons we have the podcast out. That's one of the reasons we ourselves on Hustle Inspires Hustle publish so much material related to entrepreneurship and growing your business, not necessarily copywriting, but just to share the knowledge. And in teaching, you learn as well, you know, and it keeps you sharp. It keeps people interested. And not only that, you know, brings you business opportunities. You know, all of your members, you know, I'm sure sometimes have projects that they bring to the table for you. Hey, man, you know, what do you think about this? Maybe you could work on this project or that project. It happens to us with our community and our app. You know, our members sometimes, you know, have something that's a little bit too big for them to take on, and they bring it to us and say, hey, Alex, hey, Michelle, hey, team, like, what can we do with this? And building that sense of community is always great because, like I said, you sharpen your skills, you bring business to yourself, you bring business to others, you share ideas, help each other out, give each other feedback, especially now when a lot of people are working from home and, you know, we're dealing with all the situations we're dealing with. It's good to have those type of groups, those types of circles, those types of mastermind groups. It doesn't have to be lonely. It doesn't have to be that difficult. I know, at least myself, man, from a performance marketing perspective, whenever I have an issue with any client account or any of my accounts, you know, I have my professional opinion from my experience, but then I also have access to some of the top marketers in the planet, just a text message away on different mastermind groups. So I always encourage people to join these types of groups. They're very worth it. As long as you stay active and make the most out of them. Why don't you give me a little bit of a visual, of a broken down aspect of what it is like to be a member of Very Good Copy, should you begin today?
For sure. And listen, just to touch on what you said, I mean, every good thing that's ever happened in my career has happened because, you know, I put something out on Very Good Copy, or where I tried to share something, or tried to, you know, just try to be valuable to other people. So I 100% agree with you. Not everybody has like the time or the desire to do it necessarily, but there's nothing, you know, there really is no downside to sharing your knowledge with other people, as far as I'm concerned. So I completely agree with you. But yeah, if you want to Very Good Copy right now, first of all, there's, you know, hundreds of articles and interviews and courses and series on there for you to just pick up and explore and read and learn from. If you subscribed, you would get a micro article and a micro interview in one newsletter, every week. And those will be fresh and new, with great people and interesting, compelling ideas about marketing and copywriting and creativity. And in the newsletter, there's always a call to action to explore VGC Plus. Like I said, that's just a membership community where I share more content and in different formats. So it's pretty laid back. I mean, it's, you know, it's nothing too intense. You're not going to get an email every single day, but, you'll get one every week and it'll keep us in touch. And, you know, it's a pretty laid back thing. And
yeah,
the people that are in it are good people. You know, they're, you know, to your point, helpful, eager to be valuable to other people, you know? So, I've been enjoying it so far. I have.
Yeah, I enjoy these communities so much. I think that the second I started joining these types of communities, like Very Good Copy, is when my career skyrocketed as a marketer. Because I had great knowledge up until a certain point from experience, from clients, from, you know, just being in the industry and working at different places. But until I was actually communicating on a daily basis with people who had their hand, their finger on the pulse, were understanding everything that was going on, were actually pioneering the industry, trying the new things, trying things that people were trying out. It wasn't until that moment that I really felt like I was 10 steps ahead of the game. And like you mentioned, it's it's not easy to put out content. It's time consuming, you know. I'll give you a perfect example. I've been feeling a little bit under the weather for the last few days. I'm sitting here sweating my ass off under this hoodie, not feeling my best, but there's a tremendous amount of value and respect that I have for your work and for my audience. And not only for you, for me, but for the audience as well, for this moment to happen, for us to be able to chat, to take out the time to do it. You know, people don't see the whole background on how these things come together, Eddie. You know, we had to reschedule last week. I had to reschedule on you last week. We had technical difficulties. And at the same time, I'm running an agency and I'm doing all of these things. But ultimately, man, you're sitting here. And even though I know about marketing and a bit about copywriting, you're educating me here. This is an important moment. And people need to take the time to do that, whether it's to sit down and listen to a podcast, whether it's to sit down and maybe interview somebody they look up to or want to learn from. It's important to take the moment to do these things. And, you know, we're having a free flowing conversation here, man. We're recording the audio, we're recording the video. We're going to share this out there. I encourage people to do whatever they can, you know, whether you're going to put out content or whether you're going to consume the content. Make sure that you're always filling your brain with good data, with good knowledge, with things that are going to help you move forward and help you actually scale. When speaking today with Eddie, we're speaking about copy, but it's not just about, for example, let's say writing an article or writing a blog. You know, copywriting is a field that has so many opportunities, especially this year. Everybody's trying to advertise online. Everybody's trying to run ads. So many people need direct response copywriting. So many people need great copywriting on their messenger bots, on ManyChat or MobileMonkey, right? You need really good copy for those things. You need a really good copywriter. Emails, text messages, call to actions on videos, you name it, it's important and it shouldn't be overlooked. And it's also, you know, you don't know what you don't know, right? And when I go back and look at the copywriting from our agency, like just a few years back, I'm like, my goodness, we're a marketing agency. What the hell were we doing with that copy? And it's like, you know, you got to think about every little part of your business, you know, because if you don't know what you don't know that your copy sucks ass. And then you're trying to get hired by a big ass client that just opened your website and read your copy. And then you're the person that's going to be in charge of doing their ads and doing their marketing. Like, you got to think about that. In whatever field you get into, make sure that you fully understand it and that you master it. And if you don't, there's no excuse, because there's groups like Very Good Copy. Can't join Very Good Copy? Follow Eddie on LinkedIn. Follow Eddie's colleagues on LinkedIn. Follow me on LinkedIn. Ask the right questions. We're engaged. We're connected. We share information online. Eddie, what other platforms are you active on social media that you like to share?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I hope you feel better. I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah.
No, I love the show. I think I think you're doing a great thing here. So I'm happy to be on. And again, appreciate you coming through when you're not feeling well. Yeah. But I've been on LinkedIn and I've been focusing on LinkedIn. I think I'm on Twitter as well, and obviously I have the newsletter. And you know, I think that's my focus for right now. But ultimately, it would be nice to start repurposing the content that I have for a variety of platforms. And, you know, it's a really important point to make. If you want to put something out on Twitter, it can't be in the exact same format as you put it out on LinkedIn. It can't be in the format as it lives on your blog. So you do have to invest a good amount of time in repurposing and creating something for specific platforms.
It's a lot of work, man. Even for us here at the podcast, like, you know, when we started out, we weren't even filming. The first episode we did was with Andy Frizzella, filmed it, saw how much work that was, because we were trying to put out a weekly podcast episode, and my goodness, repurposing video content is a pain in the ass. But Eddie, I see your success on LinkedIn, man. I'm very excited to see what you're going to do on other platforms. I can only imagine how much you're going to kill it on YouTube. I'm looking forward to it, Eddie. I want to thank you for jumping on the podcast today. I don't want this to be the last time that you come on here. I've really enjoyed talking to you, and I know you have a lot more to talk about. I know you have a lot more to chat about. And that's why you're always welcome here at Hustle Inspires Hustle. We could find you on LinkedIn under Eddie Schlaner. How can we find you on Twitter?
It's at Very Good Copy, and then you can go to verygoodcopy.com, and that's where that's home base.
There we go. You guys heard it. This is Alex Quinn, Eddie Schlaner, Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. See you on the next episode.
Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuinn. See you on the next episode.